The Justice Department this week announced that they have reached an agreement, a settlement, in the antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, in a case that alleged an illegal monopoly over live events all across the country. But Attorney General William Tong here in Connecticut joined many other states in saying, no, we're not done fighting this. And he joins us now for more. Attorney General Tong, welcome back to the show. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Good morning. Yeah, the Justice Department appears to be pulling the rug out from under all of us, not just the states. But, you know, before a year ago, everybody was on the same page that we needed to take on Ticketmaster Live Nation because they control the entire concert event, live event industry, from artist management all the way through the venues to ticketing. In some cases, even the food and the concessions. And because of this overarching monopoly, we pay much more for concert tickets and events than we should. We pay what we in antitrust law called monopoly rents. We pay rent to the monopoly because they're so dominant. So we're going to keep fighting. I don't have to tell you or your listeners across Connecticut how much we pay for concert tickets and events. Who can afford it?
No, it's insane. I mean, and Attorney General William Tong, I appreciate this, the fact that Connecticut and 20 other states are saying we're not just going to sit on a lawsuit. And the big thing here is not even just money, but I mean, you could speak to this certainly. It's setting a precedent. I mean, when you look at just some of the, I mean, forget even the Taylor Swift stories of the world, right? I think to your point, I think if you want to go to a sporting event, if you want to go to, you know, even events for artists who are not a Taylor Swift, you're not affording it. I mean, these used to be things that, you know, everyone could agree upon. Who doesn't love sports and music? But they just can't afford to give these experiences, not just as adults, but even to their children. I mean, it's a huge disservice. So, I mean, is it partially not just a money thing and getting money back? It's really setting a precedent that we have to do better moving forward.
We have to do better. Everything is too expensive. Food, groceries, gasoline. And there are a lot of reasons for that, right? Oil approaching $100 a barrel. And I understand that running a venue, running a concert tour, running a massive ticketing platform is hugely expensive and costs money, and they have to make money. And I get that. I don't begrudge anybody making money. But, you know, I'm a dad of two, at the time, teenage girls. I now have a 20-year-old. It's hard to say those words. But we never made it to Taylor Swift. And I have, you know, I tried to get on the platform. I tried to get through the portal. I had the special number and it never happened. And fine, that's on me that I couldn't make it happen as a dad. But, you know, when you hear of peers and colleagues who aren't wealthy, who aren't rolling around in it, but they're deciding, you know what, I'm going to buy tickets, plane tickets to go to Copenhagen or whatever it is. And I'm going to pay for three nights of hotel, and I'm going to pay for food, and I'm going to just spend all of this discretionary income that I really don't have to give my kids this experience that, you know, when we were kids, yeah, I mean, I never made it to Michael Jackson at the Civic Center, but that happened many times, and people went, and I saw Prince at the Hartford Civic Center, and it was amazing, and I'm not saying that anybody's entitled to that, but if it's not affordable, we have to ask why, and one of the reasons is this monopoly, and even though, again, as I said, they should make a fair return on their investment, this monopoly results in higher prices than we would otherwise have to pay.
So what are you asking for? And again, we have Attorney General William Tong here. Connecticut and 20 other states are saying this is not going to cut it. This settlement is not going to cut it. We need to do better. So what have you asked for since the announcement this week?
So the big difference between what Justice is doing and what we're doing is, number one, we want a remedy that isn't based on political influence, right? That's based on facts and the law. And what I think we all know is happening is, you know, the day before the president took office, everybody was on the same page, and we wanted to go after Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and make them do better for consumers. And now it appears, because the president picks winners and losers, in antitrust law, he's picking a winner here and saying, I want Ticketmaster, Live Nation to settle. And what Justice is not doing, which the states are doing, is we are demanding a breakup of Live Nation and Ticketmaster. And Justice is not. And we don't think anything is going to change unless Live Nation is forced to divest Ticketmaster.
So even if they separate, though, Attorney General Tong, how do you saturate the market again, basically? Because to your point, you know, if you want to, you don't even really, unless it's like a very small local theater, for example, it feels like just about any sporting or concert or any kind of even event that's going on. I mean, you talk about the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, for example. If you want to even go to, you know, an event that's going on, a tasting, whatever, most times it's going to come back to Ticketmaster. You don't even go direct to a website anymore. It always brings you back to Ticketmaster. How do you, I guess, create a more saturated market then?
Well, there are a number of competitors to the Ticketmaster's ticketing platform. Melissa, that as soon as they divest, and as soon as Ticketmaster has to go out there and fend for itself and doesn't have the venues and the artists all locked in, right? It'll have to compete. And two things will happen. Competitors will go to artists and venues and undercut and undersell Ticketmaster, right? They'll try to grab that business, number one. And number two is, does anybody doubt that there's technology out there and technology ticketing platforms that are potentially now better anyway than Ticketmaster, but will find a way to offer a more seamless, more accessible, easier to use interface for people who want to buy tickets? I mean, here's what happened to me. I tried to buy Taylor Swift tickets. I got the special code. You know, I logged on at 10 a.m. on whatever day it was. I was in an airport when that happened, and I had to get on the plane. By the way, everybody else at the gate at LaGuardia was doing the same thing.
Oh,
they all had
it.
Their laptops open.
Sure.
Yeah. And I get on the plane, and I lost my place in line. And then for a lot of people, it crashed that very same day. It just didn't work. So in this day and age, with all the technology that we have, I hate to use the words AI, but with all the technology we have, you're saying they can't build a better product? Of course they can.
Right. Well,
so
and then on top
see.
Of it,
let's have it come.
Yeah, let's have the conversation. And on top of that, to your point, it wasn't even just that it's not a great system. But when you're talking about people who even live comfortably, the amount of money to get nosebleed seats for that show, you're still talking about it was a mortgage payment. It was more than that. It was absolutely insane. So glad to know that Connecticut and 20 other states fighting this and not just going to sit on a settlement. And we'll see what happens. And Attorney General William Tong, always appreciate getting your time here on WICC. Thank you so much.